Bonjour, welcome to the latest episode of Indian Way with Johnny R, the podcast that records live from the southern shore of the mighty Red Lake up here in northern Minnesota, and I'm your host, Johnny R, obviously. And today's guest, I've been after for the last few years, probably since her senior year in high school, Division I athlete, going to Valpo. Her name is Grace White, making a great impression out in Indian country with her skills and her vision for the future. I finally caught up to her today. She's leaving back for Valpo sometime today. So we talked for about a good 20 minutes or so, just pretty much a little BS sesh. Had a lot of good topics. Smart young lady. Honored to have her on. So hope you enjoy. And subscribe. If you can, go to iTunes and leave a review, huh? That's how I can get famous and make money and get rich and stuff like that. But yeah, Indian Way podcast, Indian Way with Johnny R podcast, I believe it's what it's called. But and today's episode sponsored by Big Harvest Fireworks, owner and operator, CEO Harvey Roy is bringing fireworks to the Red Lake Nation. Look him up on Facebook. And without further ado, this is my interview with Miss Grace White. Miigwech for listening. All right, here we go. And we're live. So, how are you doing, Miss White?
Pretty good. Just doing the best I can do right now.
Yeah.
How you been?
I've actually been pretty good the last couple weeks. I've had the last couple weeks off of work and getting stuff done around the house and, you know, stuff like that.
Doing what you can.
Yeah.
Keeping your distance and all.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing new for us because we usually just stay home anyway and we don't like people, so we're...
I feel that.
So we're just staying home. That's about it.
Yeah.
Trying to stay away from the COVID, and it's kind of hard to know what's going on around here because our information isn't really shared
right
when it should be, so mm-hmm. We're all kind of who has it, how many have it,
and you don't know who got it from whom and when and stuff like that too.
You know, the contact tracing team, you know, they're working hard, but you know, they can only do so much if the information isn't really shared like it should be, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So how's your summer been? What are you doing during this COVID madness?
Well, I was here for when COVID first started in quarantine and the border shut down. I was here for like almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was back in Valpo and they finally opened up the facilities so that we're able to train.
Yeah.
But we have to wear masks and it's super like take your temp when you come in.
Yeah.
We can't do any one-on-one stuff. Like you got two balls, you got to sanitize them. Really strict, but... My coach let me get a week off so I can come home for because I don't know when I'll be able to come home.
Yeah.
Till maybe Christmas. I'm not sure what's going to really
So
go on.
I see a lot like the NBA and the, I don't know, maybe NHL is doing a bubble. Are you guys going to be like in a bubble once class start or how is that?
Yeah, pretty much. I think they're going to try to test this weekly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure like what we'll really do for season or, you know, what the plan is, but... I think we're able to work out as a team coming back when school starts on the 17th.
Yeah.
And my coach kind of told us, like, we have to be smart, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to do stuff with your team. Careful who, like, you're around. So it's really going to come down to, like, importance of just being in our own little group and doing what we can to be the safest possible.
Yeah. It's got to be... So you've been at Valpo for about a year now, huh?
Yeah.
How was it, like, adjusting to that life?
It's way different than Denver for sure, but it's more of like a smaller town. It's not so like Denver was just huge and constantly always going. Valpo's a more like personal place, I would say, kind of, just transferring that whole situation was definitely huge, but my best friend went to Denver with me my freshman year and that's how we met, and then she was on the Valpo team, so she made the transition a lot smoother, and I just got to come in for summer workouts and work out with the team, and then got the redshirt waiver, so that changed everything, and I played last season.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you, what's your major then? How are you?
Psychology.
Psychology. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely didn't know like what I wanted to do or know much about even majors and school and stuff. Yeah. You know, my parents went to school and they're both teachers and, you know, the education route. But I really didn't know like what to really do. But I know when I sat in a psych class and I'm listening to people have these mental illnesses and, you know, the mental health issues that natives face is so, you know, it was just impactful to sit in a psych class and listen to, you know, my own family dramas and listen to, oh, this is maybe why they do this or why they do that.
Yeah. That's one of the main things that I got out of working with the families around here. You know, I worked with in child protection, and you can only blame the person for so much because of the way they came up, and it's like a cycle that that doesn't really end, and it's got to come to a point where, you know, something happened to you when you were younger, it's up to you to stop, you know, so you don't, I suppose, misery loves company, and they want others to experience what they experienced.
Yeah,
and
maybe, for sure.
I don't know if it's for them to make people understand why they are the way they are, but, you know, it's kind of tough around here. Once we, if we can't get a hold of that, that's just, it's just going to keep going. You know, the cycle will keep going, and it's really about education and, you know, reaching out for help. That's the main thing around here.
For sure, being aware of when you're even feeling sad. Like, that's one thing that I try to do is I've like just battled with PTSD and being in the hospital with my brother. And even last summer, like, one of the biggest things was my teammate would cough a little, and it would just put me back in a place where I was like in the hospital with my brother and I was listening to him cough, or like little kids scream, and it's like, holy, like, I never thought my brain could, you know, go back to that place. Or like those battles, but I'd be like, okay, you need to breathe, like, you need to just chill out. I freshman year battled with anxiety. I didn't know what that was, you know, like, panic attacks and stuff like that. Like, that was all new, but then after I started becoming aware of what was really going on, it definitely helped you just check yourself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing about, you know, I still suffer with anxiety, and they call it depression, and there's just a certain way that I deal with things now, because when I first started getting panic attacks, I thought I was going to die, heart attack, you know.
Worked up.
Yeah, it just, anybody taught us that growing up, how to deal with our emotions, or, because, you know, the generation I grew up on, it wasn't tough, but we weren't allowed to express ourselves emotionally. They'd say, oh, shut up, you know, walk it off, quit crying, you big crybaby, you big Sue's or whatever.
Yeah.
And growing up like that, it's tough, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm 44, and I'm still learning how to, you know, manage my stress and anger, and that's something, you know, a lot of us grew up that way. We didn't know any better, and it just, like I said before, it's up to us to figure out how to work our stuff out and
be more accountable.
Yeah, that's the word, accountable, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's hard, too, because even the society now growing up, men and boys are supposed to just be strong and not cry and not do this and that. But it's like, you know, you still should be able to feel, and dealing with sadness just helps you deal with happiness.
Yeah.
You know, my mom has been talking to me about that, and she's like, you know, Grace, like, you're able to feel sad, be sad. You know, if you're able to cry, because that just only helps you, you know, with your happiness. Mm-hmm. And you're able to feel both. Without one, you don't have the other type of thing. So,
yeah.
It's definitely emotionally in check. Yeah. But you gotta try your best.
Yeah, the thing I noticed most around here, toxic masculinity.
Oh.
You know, you see guys, you know, everything they joke about is, you know, what's homophobic. To this day, you know, guys my age are still doing it. I catch myself doing it because, you know, just the way we grew up. But now I'm starting to see that is the wrong way to go about, you know, dealing with things. And it's really, it's like we're in a unique position up here because we don't get that type of education here.
Right. It's very sheltered.
Yeah, sheltered. And, you know, the closed community, native community, there's a certain things you can't do, can't say, and it's really, really tough to grow up around here, but you have managed to get out there, like, nobody really has, and so that's really a really compliment to your parents, your upbringing, and but
yeah,
you know,
thank you.
We know all kids grow up with stuff, and you're able to you know, fight through and become a success, and I'm gonna cry now. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Tears are gonna come
yeah.
now. Tears
get thug down. Tears, gangster tears. But yeah, I'm. What are your so your psychology? Are you gonna keep going school, or are you coming
yeah.
back after your bachelor's, or what's the plan?
I definitely think with psych, you kind of got to go a little farther.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be a counselor though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll listen to people's problems and stuff, but I don't know about counseling.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to get my master's degree, and I've been thinking a lot about law school.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it's like 3 years. I'd really have to study, but I was thinking about that, you know, later, maybe in a couple of years,
yeah.
go to law school.
Yeah.
I think there just needs to be more native lawyers,
mm-hmm.
and especially with what's going on here, and you know, just being educated and being from Red Lake and being able to help in whatever ways I could, even
yeah.
just with enforcing laws.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing you can't really fight for something you don't exactly know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what
land rights and stuff.
Yeah, I was talking to Serena. I think it was. Over the winter, and that's what she was talking about. You know, we talked about how where she's going. I don't know if she's come back and teach or whatever. She said, no, I wanted to, you know, she's going to get to, like, the political level, you know, like, with
yeah.
the issues and, you know, make sure the laws are where they need to be for us. And I never really thought of that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make policy changes to affect us in a more positive way, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just look at the system, and it's so oppressing for our people. I mean, look at what we have. Like, we're out here and we see the lake. We have fresh water. We have fish. We have trees. We have wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of our resources, and we're still one of the... We just struggle with poverty.
Yeah.
You know, we should
mm-hmm.
just be a place that's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
We can have gardens. We can, you know, all the above, really. And
yeah.
we just need to take advantage of that. We have these casinos. You know, there's no reason for us to be so poor, really.
Yeah.
Like, in the system that we have.
Yeah, that just goes back to not just education, but like the mental health about it. Just like these kids are too cool to learn how to farm or fix cars
mm-hmm.
or, you know, read a book, you know. Everybody's just too, not far gone, but they bad habits have taken over to become a successful adult, really.
All right. Well, I mean, I did a little program this summer. We had like 12 kids, COVID
mm-hmm.
guidelines, you know,
mm-hmm.
the mask, the sanitizer, you know, all the above. But I held just a little camp, and it wasn't focused on basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, yeah, we did a little skill work and stuff like that. But I had them like journal
yeah.
and, you know, talk about where do you see yourself and what's one place that you want to go, you know, like. I've always wanted to go to, like, an island and the mountains and see Denver and, like, all the places I've been able to experience,
mm-hmm.
the ocean, stuff like that. You know, like, where do you want to go? And I had a couple girls. One said, you know, Black Duck. One said Minneapolis.
Yeah.
A couple people said California. You know, they're so... If you can't really think some type of way or do stuff if you have no idea, you know, what else is out there and what else you can really do for yourself if you... The possibilities are just
mm-hmm.
so... small because you just haven't thought outside the box. You don't know about what's even outside the box type of
yeah.
thing for
yeah.
these kids. So
yeah, that's a lot of these kids, they aren't really allowed to dream big because they're not given the opportunity to you know, get a grasp on actually what's out there, you know.
What is a dream even,
yeah,
you know, to these
yeah.
kids? Like, what are these goals? What are the expectations?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom and dad always kind of held me. Like, I'm so grateful and, like, for the parents that I have, you know, because education was huge. Like, one thing they both stressed to me is that's one thing nobody can take away from you.
Yeah.
It's your education, your knowledge, you know, you get your degree. No one can take that. No one can, you just get a credibility and you're able to learn and help others. And
mm-hmm.
these kids just don't know what's possible for them or, you know, what they... could just reach in to do, even if that's them becoming a teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any really, it's sad to see, but goals, kind of,
yeah,
you know. So I remember when I was in seventh grade, that's when Shoney and Jude Schimmel came up.
Mm.
And that's when I was like, oh wow, like, I never seen it, you know. I didn't know, a lot of people still don't know what a Division I school is.
Yeah.
Like, around here, they don't know the levels to Division I. They don't
mm.
really know the NCAA, stuff like that, you know. So after I saw them, I was like, wow, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I did a couple of shooting workouts with them, and I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to try it. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know anybody from here to even lean on that type of way, but mm-hmm. I just, you know, had to figure it out and just kept my head on right kind of thing.
Yeah. That's hard to do around here, you know. You have a goal, you got to keep working at it, and a lot of the kids don't realize how much work goes into, you know, achieving a big goal like that. You know, they see the highlights and the praise and stuff, but they don't see you in the gym, 6-7 in the morning, every morning for, you know, years. And a lot of kids are, you know, staying up late at night on their phone playing games, and they think they can go try out for basketball and be a big, but they don't see the work that goes into that.
A lot of sacrifice, I would say, mm-hmm. you know, like, because there's times where I just feel so just distraught because, like, my friends I grew up with, I look around and, you know, I'm like, I parted ways. I could have maybe saved them, or, you know, I could have just helped them, or some of my friends that aren't here anymore mm-hmm. that passed away. I'm like, we were best friends, you know, like, you had your head on right. We were getting good grades together in middle school and beginning of high school, and you're not even on the earth anymore, you know, that, like, I could have saved you, like, you know, sometimes I get, like, some type of way to my mom, and she's like, you know, you had to do what you had to do and pull away when you did, because there's one way or the other really here, you know, like, with drugs and even just smoking and drinking and being with your friends and stuff, like, I'm not, you know, saying that perfect and always made the, like, the best decision, but I've always tried to stay on the straight path and, you know what's better for me, and had to cut friends off and harder choices like that, you know, that are tough to deal with.
Yeah. But when I was growing up, every time, you know, we'd bring something up, something I wanted to do, you can't do that. You're just from Red Lake, you know. Mm-hmm. Red Lakers don't go anywhere. Indians don't go anywhere. You just, you know. So then I kind of had that attitude where I just figured, you know, do whatever I want to do, whether anybody wants to, you know, support me or not. And, you know, not quite where I want to be yet, but I'm still trying to get there. You know, I started this, well, not this, but, you know, I was doing the video production 13 years ago, comedy a couple of years ago after that, and then I'm just, I might not get where I want to be, but there's somebody watching that'll try and, you know, take the torch and hopefully get up there, like what you're doing right now.
Right. I mean, if someone can take away with one thing you said, or something sticks with them just throughout your whole career, or someone's listened to this and someone listened to that, like, that still goes such a long way. You know, like, my mom says, like, if you can help one girl, you know, this summer, if you can help one, you know, just touch someone's life as much as you can, then that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, with things going around and, you know, people saying, like, Indians can't do anything and, oh, you're just going to end up back home type thing. And it's like, that's the hardest part, is we don't necessarily just go out and quit. It's like, we have family duties. We have responsibilities with our family.
Mm-hmm.
We are so close. Like, I live down the road. My sister lives there. My brother-in-law, my niece and nephew, my grandma, my mom, my other grandma, my aunts. Like, we're all on this one highway one, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's the safest place that I, you know, this is always going to be home, the safest that you feel. So it's like, you go out into the other world and you don't see a native, you know. I've been running into one native in Belpo, and that just, you know, you're such a minority out there, and it's like, I'm sure I'm light skinned and stuff, but it's not like you're the most comfortable, and you grew up with all natives, and you can walk down the road and be safe, or, like, no, somebody has your back wherever you go, and it's like, you're out there and you don't even know who lives in your same apartment before, type of thing. So, definitely way different out there.
That's the thing about, I don't know if that area, is that, like, strictly Republican?
I don't know too much about politics there.
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty white, for sure.
That's the thing about around here too, you know, once you get off the res, you see nothing but Trump signs, and I was like thinking, how is that, you know, why would, I don't know, it's just so hard to understand. And,
I mean, when you're not in it and you don't see the real struggles, you know, you have an idea of what the world is and what the world really is, you know, you can see it, or you can actually be in it. And I think when you actually come from a place where the political decisions, the political representatives are affecting your people in certain ways, or what they say is very just flat out rude to your people. It's like, how do you, it doesn't bother you know, people. Like, even with the All Lives Matter, if all, you know, people that with all the BLM protests, and it's like, if all lives matter, why are you not upset? Why, you know, you're saying, oh, well, these lives matter too, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, but it's like, okay, well, why aren't you just as mad? You're fighting the cause here. So, all that stuff gets very frustrating.
Yeah, I never, I don't even know what side I'm on, but I know what's right, you know, that's the main thing about, you know, just knowing what's right and what's wrong, and I don't see what's so hard about that, you know. But I don't. I think that's all I got. Anything you wanna? Any freestyles or anything you wanna try out, or? You know,
I haven't done that for a while. Used to mess around too with all, like, all the bros. We'd just get on, hop on tracks and stuff like that, and just goof off a little. But.
Sounds like fun. I try to get my friends into that, but we're old and they don't.
They don't want to do it. Nah. You just can't be nervous. Like,
Just go out and. One of these days, I want to just go grab a mic and just talk shit on a mic.
Just
and,
gotta.
Yeah, just. Because I'd be pretty good at roasting people, but then after a while, I don't want to hurt any feelings. And,
get too personal.
Yeah, get too personal. Like, I always see the roast battles on Comedy Central
and
stuff.
Those are hilarious.
I could do that, but I don't want to hurt any feelings, so I'll get too.
Like, wild and out and stuff?
Yeah,
those
yeah.
TV shows?
Yeah, I'll cut too deep and.
Say some personal.
Yeah, sever some fret batting. That's just all I got. So we're heading back today, huh? How long of a drive is that?
It's about 11 hours.
11 hours?
Yeah.
How far is that from Chicago?
About an hour.
Hour?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not too far. I mean, I kind of like the location because it's, like, not right in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's, like, on the outskirts. Yeah. It's definitely a lot. I can make that drive in a day. Denver's was brutal.
Yeah.
It was, like, 17, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Driving? Oh, no, you don't drive through the mountains from here, huh?
I'm just through, like, Wisconsin. It just gets a little whatever, but
I
definitely miss Denver.
I drove through Wisconsin last fall. I got lost. I ended up in Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
All the way over?
The Upper Peninsula somehow.
Yeah.
I missed a turn, and I got to go bathroom. And I saw, welcome to Michigan. I said, all right, cool. My first time in Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's always nice to stop where you haven't been before.
Yeah.
Definitely had a lot of plans for the summer, like, even just dancing-wise. Like, my mom finished the rest of my bead work, and... You know, we haven't been able to do that. Like, that's one thing Native people is having a powwow together and being able to dance and stuff, but...
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, just got to put things on hold for a second. I mean, we're already in August.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
That's kind of sad,
works.
Man. Yeah.
Time works.
Things have been wiped out.
Yeah, it's really not slowing down for anybody either.
No. Hopefully we get there. But, well, thanks for coming on. I finally caught you after years.
And I know.
It was just, finally we're able to make something happen. So, good luck out in Valpo. We'll be watching you and have a lot of fun and do what you're doing, bro.
For sure.
All right.